This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As I read the newspaper today, everywhere in the world that I see, the news does not appear to be good. The news does not appear to be good, especially on the geopolitical front. Every place in the world that I look, there is something going on that does not bode well for our security, and that does not bode well for global security and for peace around the world. The problem is, if we start from Afghanistan, for example, the forgotten war, where we were supposed to hunt down bin Laden and the killers who attacked us on September 11, we have not done anything there. In the meantime, we have some troops in Afghanistan, but the fact of the matter is the Taliban are resurgent and they are boldly attacking our and other coalition forces, and basically resurgent and threatening. And as the New York Times story recently showed a few days ago, they are actually even burning down schools where girls might get some education. So several years after our invasion of Afghanistan, no bin Laden found and the Taliban back in action, and the stupid illiterate people are again trying to run the show there. When we look at Iraq, the sectarian violence has gotten so bad that not to call it a civil war would be a crime. Quite frankly, the war in Iraq was the best gift our people or our government or George W. Bush could have given to bin Laden and his henchmen. The country is literally on the verge, if not already in civil war. Today, some snipers, some Sunni Muslim snipers, took shots and killed dozens of Shiite worshippers and other people. And basically what they're trying to do is to set a whole civil war so that the whole region becomes so destabilized that not just Iraq, but eventually Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, all of these countries fall into civil war. And that will give bin Laden and his type the opportunity to create this little kingdom that they want, this caliphate, so that bin Laden can become the Khalifa of that whole region. And that's what they're looking for. And our policies are not helping that. Now, when we look at North Korea, North Korea continues to snub us. North Korea is threatening to detonate bombs. North Korea is threatening to carry out nuclear tests. And what is our response to them? Oh, we still have to have some discussions. We still have to have some negotiations. And in the meantime, that guy does not care. He knows that he can go ahead, make those weapons, test them, and we are not going to have the energy or the time or the resources or even the troops to go in and invade his country. And he knows that we will not be allowed to bomb that region because China is right next door, and China would not allow the US to get so influential in that region, especially with South Korea already under a US influence. Now, when we look at Saudi Arabia, things are not any better there. The population of the country is getting fed up and tired of the king and his family, and those are the people we are keeping in power. In the meantime, when we look on the other side, between Lebanon and Israel and the Hezbollah, the ceasefire that took place is again endangered because Israel had to go in and do some bombings. They are claiming that they were trying to stop some sort of weapons transfers from taking place, but regardless of that, as the United Nations has said, that the actions of the Israelis once again endanger the peace accord or the ceasefire, which had barely taken hold there. The Israelis have asked the Italians to come in as peacekeepers under the United Nations. That might sound like a good idea, but in the long run, I think it will actually backfire because, quite frankly, Italy is one of the countries that have had soldiers in Iraq that was supporting George W. Bush and his government. And the problem is that generally, even people who do not attack the United Nations or its troops may feel it is okay or good to target Italian United Nations peacekeepers because they might be United Nations, but they're actually Italians and the Italians are siding with George W. Bush. So that would make a bad situation even worse. And the situation is no better in England. In England, people who were born there are Muslims who were living there. They have taken up arms and weapons and desire to destroy innocent civilian lives of England simply because of Blair and Bush's policies. And that is not a good thing because that is the kind of genie that once it's out of the bottle, it's very hard to put it back in the bottle. And at the same time, we in the United States are still threatened by Al-Qaeda, by supporters of bin Laden, by people who are Taliban types who will attack you or me in any country in the world just because we have an American passport. Is that the kind of world we want to be living in? What do you think?